Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blood. Shalom everyone, we reach to the third Eliyah of Parasha Ki Tavo, When You Come. The Parasha is found in Deuteronomy 26, verses 16 through 19. And we read, The Lord your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws. Carefully observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared this day that the Lord is your God, and that you will walk in his ways, that you will keep his decrees, commands, and laws, and that you will obey him, and that the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession, as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and high honor above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised. Deuteronomy 26, verse 16 through 19. So the question is, what's the result of fulfilling the commandments with all our hearts? Again, the Torah insists on the importance of keeping all the commandments given by the Eternal. However, the Eternal doesn't want the people simply to keep the commandments, but to do it with all their heart and soul. The expression, with all your heart and all your soul, also appears in Deuteronomy 6:5, where it's written, You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, first, second part, it's written, To serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 2, second part, it's written, And obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today. And in Deuteronomy 30, verse 10, second part, it's written, Turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. If we put together all these verses, we see that the Eternal is not pleased with mediocrity. If we don't love him, serve him, and obey him with all our hearts and soul, we won't be pleasing to him, as it's written in Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Today's text shows that when people of the covenant surrender with all their heart and soul, they will be taken and kept as a special treasure of the Eternal. Besides, they will be lifted up over all the other nations of the earth. They will be praised, renowned, and honored by all other peoples, and will also be consecrated to the Eternal their God. The result of a totally surrendered entire people is extremely powerful, not only in heavens, but also in the world, the whole world. If this is true at a national level, it is also true at a personal level, but on a